The United States has imposed sanctions on half a dozen shipping companies involved in moving Venezuelan oil. The U.S. Treasury Department has issued a statement confirming the measures, which have also been imposed on 6 crude oil tankers and 3 of President Nicolas Maduro's relatives, including 2 nephews of Venezuelan First Lady Celia Flores. The moves have garnered wide support from many Republican members of Congress, but Democrats like Chris Van Hollen say they believe the U.S. has another agenda that has nothing to do with allegations of drug trafficking, as the White House has repeatedly argued.
The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force. And if that is the case, this requires obviously congressional action under the War Powers Resolution.